Daf Chav, the daf that many of you are learning. It's an interesting daf in many ways. The Surim Leisichonim are of great interest. And the copies that I had made of the Hamik Shaila deal with a separate inyan, the inyan of the definition of the word being mistakel. A stakel, histaklus is aser. The site of the Hamik Shaila is that seeing is mutter, histaklus is aser, and that applies in numerous places. These are both topics about which will be interesting to speak about. But since it's Rosh Hashanah, I wanted to talk about a machshava that's really by me in the gestation stages. I had seen a thought, and I think it could be built into something nice, and therefore, since it's the Yom Ne'eram, and it's very appropriate for Rosh Hashanah, I'd like to share this machshava with you. Start from something in the Avodas Yom Kippurim. On Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol does his hazois for the par of Visar Yom Kippurim, we see every day in Ezel Mekayma, par of Visar Yom Kippurim, we say, Shtasim Metzavim, Kedom Shtasim Metzavim, Kedom Etan Hazoi, Yabin Abadim, Ha'apareches, Ha'amizbeach Hazoi. On Yom Kippur we say, when he spritz, Kacho Yomayna, Achas, Achas V'Achas, Achas V'Shtayim, Achas V'Sholosh, etc. And that counting leaves us a little mystified. It's one of the poetic moments of davening. The places where I daven, the Tzibur says it along with the Chazan, Achas, Achas V'Achas, Achas V'Shtayim. But the significance of it is missing a little bit. I mean, you have to count. You have to do eight Azois. So mainly you have to count in order to do Azois. So whatever you do, you have to count. You need a minyan, you count. No one's going to say kacha yamayna. So there must be some more significant meaning to the kacha yamayna, achas, 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 etc. And it's regarding that I saw a nekuda that I'd like to share with you. And I think that nekuda really should be a significant minyan in general. I'd like to preface it with a kasha that the Shlach HaKadosh asks. It's brought in the Pesachei Tshuva and Hilchas Nida. The Shlach asks why, by Sfiras HaOmer, we say it's a mitzvah saseh to count. Torah says v'safarta, you should count. So we make a bracha every day of Sfiras HaOmer, and we count. We say it's mitzvah d'oraisa, mitzvah d'rabbanan. So the Shlach says that when a zava counts Shiva Nekiyim, the Torah also says v'safra Allah. Same exact lashon. So why doesn't the Zava make a bracha every day and count hayayim rishon l'yishuvin nekiyim, hayayim sheni l'yishuvin nekiyim? The Shlach actually writes that he thinks it is a mitzvah. And yeah, and I mentioned the Shlach, Horowitz speaks up. Yes. And by Sfira. And even if you don't do the bracha, let's say you don't do the bracha, so you should say Yom Rishni, Yom Sheni. The Shlach Taka says that it's a mitzvah. He doesn't say to make a bracha, but he says you should say count every day b'peh Hayom Rishni l'shivin nekiyim, Hayom Sheni l'shivin nekiyim. So the Nadi Yehuda writes on the Shlach, it says Oyev Kesef l'yizba Kesef. So he paraphrases it. He writes about the Shlach Oyev Mitzvus l'yizba Mitzvus. Like he likes mitzvahs, he doesn't have enough, so he made up a new one. But what's the answer to the question? Well, it's a good question. By Nazir, you're learning Nazir now, so Nazir also should count, okay. Does it say B'Safra? Does it say B'Safar? Does it say that? I don't know. Take a formation. The aside is that there are two types of counting. When people count, there are two ways that people count. Sometimes people count, they have to know the total. You have to know. It's a nice kufdalim. It's just you have to know how many. So maybe you count. So the kala goes around seven times. So you have someone counting. One, two, three. You know, you don't count. Achas, achas, achas. You know, it's sometimes you count just to know a total of things. You have, you want how much money you have in your pocket. You count the money. It's a simple counting just to get to a total. There's a different counting. Sometimes there's a counting which is a progression. It's something which progresses to something. It builds up to something. It's maybe when you say, you ask a child, what grade are you in? fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade. There's a progression in the counting. There's a different counting. It's a counting, counting up. You're counting up, building, and that's when you're counting. You're counting to get to the higher number, which is built on the lower numbers. There are two different types of counting. Counting just to know the total. There are times you have to count. You have to know the total. You have to know there are 10 people in shul. There are minions. You have to count. A Zava needs 7 days. She has to count. It's a nice kuf. It's just, you don't have to count because the mitzvah counting. You have to know the total. So, if you have to know the total, you have to count. And Sfira, with Noyig, to see in the Sfira, the progression, Chesed, Gevura, Teferes, Netzach, Chayit, we understand when the Torah says count to Matan Torah, it's not saying count, you should know what day it is on the calendar. We're saying count, there should be a progression here. The first day that you prepare for Matan Torah is not like the second day. The second day is not like the third day. There's a progression in the counting. You're counting up to something. That counting is a mitzvah. Counting up to something, building up to something. The counting has its own chashivas. It's not just a way to get to the total. It's be'etzem, something of value. You're building up to something. You're coming to something.
What about counting years of Yovel?
I mean, the Shlah should say the same thing about counting years of Yovel.
Right, yeah.
I'd be curious to look at the Shlah. I only saw in the Pesachim Tshuva and Hilchos Nida. I wonder. Maybe it says it there too.
Why is that an elevation?
No, I'm saying the Shlah, who doesn't make this distinction, so what about counting years of Yovel? What I'm saying is that I'm answering the Shlah's kasha. I'm saying the counting, that's a progression. That's a chashuv of counting. It's not the same as ordinary count.
But you say even Yovel is a progression because it means that that was considered a very special time.
The other issue could be. If so, it's, you're right. The point is that the kachaya mayna, the Kohen Gadol didn't just do it. The kachaya mayna, the Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippurim, in the Beis Hamikdash, by the Kodesh HaKodeshim, Achas, the Achas V'Achas was some, it wasn't the same as the Achas was one thing. He did Avodah Yom Kippur, each step of the Avodah Yom Kippurim was something that built up to something that's Chashuv. It could be that with this it would answer Akasha. You know, we write in Aksuba, we always write, when it's a Sunday in Chasana, we write Echad B'Shabbos. Echad B'Shabbos, not so many days to the month. So really, it should be Risha in the Shabbos. The first day of the week should be Risha. Echad means one, and Risha means first. Why do we write Echad B'Shabbos? So it says in Shulchan Aruch, it's actually in Hilchos Gittin, it says because we use the Lashon HaTorah. The Yerev Yibayke Yom Echad, so we use Echad. Haguf HaKasha. Why does the Torah say the Yerev Yibayke Yom Rishon? So Rashi says a teretz that Mefarshim say it's a mysterious teretz. Rashi says, why say the Yerev Yibayke Yom Echad? Because on the first day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Yachid Ba'ilamai, the Malachim were not created yet. So we say Yom Echad, Hashem was Echad Yachid Ba'ilama. So how does that answer the question? The question is, Hashem was Yachid Ba'ilama, so tell me he was Yachid Ba'ilama. And when you're counting, count first day, second day, third day. But it could be that it's the same thing. The counting of Maisa Bereishis was a progression. We don't just say there was one day, there was a second day. You know, I worked on Sunday, I worked on Monday, I worked on Tuesday. No. Bris Ha'ilam was HaKadosh Baruch Hu built one thing on another, the Chachma Nifla, to progress to something that's more than it was before, with a plan. So the fact that Echad is Yachid Ba'ilamai, it's crucial to understanding the counting. It has to do with the counting. The counting starts from Echad, it starts from Yachid Ba'ilamai, and everything's built on that. It's an explanation of the foundation of the building of this entire counting, and maybe it could be that that's why the expression of Echad there is something that's very appropriate. The truth is that the Lashon of Sfira, of counting, is similar to the lashon of sefer. A sefer is a book. In a book, when you go from page 1 to page 2 to page 3 to page 4, it's not like counting jelly beans. Count jelly beans, you have to know the total. Like I said, it's a nicer kuf. In a book, a sefira, a sefer, is a book. It progresses. A good story progresses. It's a progression. You start page 1, by the time you get to page 100 or 200, you've built up to something. The chash of a sefira is a sefira that builds up. What? By the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipur is a progression. Okay, very good. So the Sipur, the ideal Sipur should be a progression. I was thinking that maybe that's the pshat in Parshas Kisisa, when in the beginning of Parshas Sefer Bamidbar, when Klal Yisrael is mitzvah to count. So Rashi says the pasuk means it literally. Only Moshe and Aaron and the Nasiim counted. It's not like in America they have a census, so they get whoever doesn't have a job and they give them a job. You know, they go door to door to count. So Rashi says no. It says El Moshe v'Elazar v'Nasiim. Only they counted. Those 14 people counted all of Klal Yisrael. And when it comes to counting the Leviim, only Moshe counted. Nobody else. Moshe Rabbeinu counted. The question is why? You can get anybody to count. Anybody can go count. Might be the same idea. When you're doing a census to know a total account, so get anybody, get the minimum wage people, let them, I don't know how accurate it is, but you go around and they can do the counting. Moshe Rabbeinu went, and every yid, he gave him the hergish. The lashon that it says there is that Moshe Rabbeinu counted because he saw the tchunas hanefesh of who he counted. What's an afkamina? Afkamina is because the counting of Moshe Rabbeinu is a counting where everybody fits into the picture of Klal Yisrael. It's a progression. It's a building of Klal Yisrael. He didn't see it as like you and I would see it. You count how many people there are. He saw it as one binyan of Klal Yisrael where everybody fits into the binyan. It's a different counting. It's a totally different counting than the other counting. So this nekuda, maybe a correct nekuda, in the idea of the two types of counting. We talk about limnos yomeinu, about counting the days of a person's life. Limnos yomeinu, a birthday comes, people notice a birthday. A birthday is just like any other day, but you notice that the years are passing. It's an amazing thing because I remember not too long ago. I remember that 60 was very old. People 60 years old are very old. And the world changed. You know, today 60 is middle age. No, 60, I mean, I'm not 60 yet, but, I hope to get there soon. And I think that it became middle age these days, right? How did it change? Human being counts days and weeks and months. You barely notice. It comes a birthday, so it's like a road marker. You notice that you're getting somewhere. Limnos yomeinu, when a person counts the years of his life, it's really, this is the challenge. This is the challenge. The challenge is, if you're counting a maisa kuf ba'alma, a monkey also has years. A monkey also has a birthday. I don't know, they celebrate. But a monkey also is 1 year old, 2 years old, 3 years old. If they make it to 60 or not. But they count. The proper counting is a counting that builds up. A counting that's a progression. It's not just till they stop counting grades after 12th grade. So, I'm a 6th grade, I'm a 7th grade, 8th grade. There's a progression. A typical human being, you hit a certain grade and then everything is flat. Like it's all flat. If it's not downhill, it's not pretty good. The idea of coming from year to year is that the minyan should be a progression. It should be something that's a little more than it was a year ago. It should be something that builds up, that brings on new challenges, something that you didn't think of tackling before and you're going to tackle now. The idea of counting should be a counting that's something more than it was a year ago, something more than it was before. And the truth is that we live day to day, it's very, very hard to find the opportunity. And the idea of Yomim Nayroim, of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, is really the opportunity to make the coming year something more than it was last year. Not something more than last year, but something more than it was last year. Something, some aspect of Avodas Hashem, to do things differently, to do things better. Rav Palm used to call, he said very often, that it was up to him, he wouldn't call it Yamim Neiram. Yamim Neiram means days of awe. He would have called it Yamim Nifloim. Days of opportunity, of extraordinary opportunity. These days, it's wonderful. If we wouldn't have Rishayim Kibbutz, we go from year to year, you know, what would change? Comes Yom Neiram, it's an opportunity to look that something in the next year should be something more than it was in the previous year. That there should be some progression, some movement. It doesn't have to be gigantic movement, but it has to be built one year on another. Limnos Yameinu. It's a Tacha Yameinu, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, understood that the second Hazar is not like the first, and the third is not like the second. You're zeichet to be a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Every step is a progression. You're getting somewhere. You're getting to something. You're getting to a completion of the power of Yisrael Shem Kippurim. That idea, I think it's a wonderful thought in the idea of the Nakuda, even though I applied it to all these cases, the Nakuda I had seen in the summer in Eretz Yisrael, I don't remember which Sefer, but the Nakuda itself is just a beautiful idea that you can count two ways. You can count in a way that builds, and you can count like a monkey counts, like anybody counts, you have to know the total. We try to count to build. And whatever we do, we have to look to build wherever we can build. Of course, building the Mishmer is probably the most important of all the possible buildings a person could build. But there are also other aspects in Avodas Hashem. And I hope it'll come, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, you'll find some nekuda, some point in the coming year, a specific point to build, to make the coming year a better year. Yitz Hashem, we should all be zaycha together. Have a geshmak in our learning and an avodas Hashem, and to have a good kibbutz to yar in the year that's coming up.